This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, this is Frida Liu. You're listening to Her Vantage, and this is where we speak to women of influence and leadership. Pouring art is a painting technique where acrylic paint is mixed with some type of pouring medium and then poured onto a surface in a variety of ways. It first emerged in the 1930s from an artist named David Alfaro Siqueiros. He simply poured different colours of paint one on top of each other and allowed them to spread and mix. It only gained popularity recently, though. The end product looks like pieces of Murano glass. Anora Ong specialises in creating and teaching this art form. Nice to be speaking to you, Anora. When did you first discover pouring art?
I think it was about 2 years back. My friend introduced it to me at her home, and I just learned from her. And yeah, that's how it began.
Okay. Does it only work with acrylic paint?
Yes.
Oh, okay. That's the only type of paint that works well. Have you tried other art forms before this?
No, so this, before this, I believed that I wasn't good at art. I didn't know that I could be okay at it. Yes, so it was my first attempt at trying something new.
Right.
Yeah, and I was quite impressed that it gave me like a boost in my artistic belief.
Right. Okay. And you know, you haven't tried others, but you know, why do you resonate with this art form?
I think because it was very experimental, and I always love to try something new. Yeah. And my friend, she was really like pumped up about it after attending a workshop. Right. So I just went with it.
Right. And you are a high school maths teacher.
Yes, so okay. I used to teach.
Right, okay. And so what has happened since?
So I was diagnosed with leukemia last year, so I had to take a break. Yeah. I noticed that I was getting very tired, but I thought it was just stress. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so but then something in me told me that I should go to the clinic and check it out. So, but it was a really whirlwind of emotions because within a week or so, I started doing my chemo and things like that.
Right. And what is the situation at the moment? I mean, it's a case of getting treatments and that sort of thing?
Yes. So I'm still receiving treatment, regular checkups at the hospital still.
Right.
Just to make sure everything is okay.
Right. And what's that in terms of costs like?
Yeah, it's a really expensive cost for sure. Mm-hmm. But we stopped chemo, so that at least has reduced a lot of the cost. Mm-hmm. So it's just more like regular checkups, and in case there's any immune system issues, then I have to check into the hospital.
Right. So then you ventured into coming up with your own pieces of art.
Yes.
Right.
That was in late December. So I started having the idea of selling them through a friend, actually, because I showed some of my pieces and she was really excited and she wanted to have a piece of my art.
Okay. Okay. And then, so where do you get inspiration from when you do your pouring art?
I think I love to explore the different methods because pouring art has so many types of methods and colors. Colors really draw to me. Like, I really love bright colors and just having the sense of like, because I'm going through such a tough time. So looking at the colors flow and paint has really helped me relax and think and reflect more.
Okay. And how long does it take to complete a piece?
The time itself doesn't take that long, maybe like half an hour.
Okay. And so you were saying that there are different types of methods.
Yes.
Okay.
There's the basic one, that like a straight pour, where you mix all the colours together and just like pour it out on the painting.
Mm-hmm.
I've explored using a balloon as well to like manipulate the colours.
Oh.
Yeah, so I love Yeah, I love being a little bit different, just trying different things. Yeah, something like that.
Are there a lot of people teaching or doing pour art in Malaysia?
There are some I know of. Mm-hmm. I know one lady, she has done quite a number of workshops in the past, right. But she has stopped recently. Yeah, that's as much as I know for now.
Right. Okay, so now you're offering art classes as well, right? How often do you do that?
So far, I've only started because of the MCO. Mm-hmm. I wanted to start during March, actually, but the MCO kind of came in. So I only started my workshop in August.
Okay.
Yeah, so... Okay. Yeah, plan is once a month or so.
Okay, once a month, so it doesn't tax you too much as well.
Yes.
Okay, so do you also do commissioned work?
Yes, so I had a number of friends who have done commissioned pieces, asked me for pieces.
Right, okay. So I was looking at your website. You're also a travel photographer or were a travel photographer?
Yes, I love photography. That was like my first. Yeah, I started when I was 18 and
Okay. What were they? Was it mostly personal projects or did you also do a lot of work for clients as a travel photographer?
Oh, no, just personal stuff.
Okay. So that also that takes a lot of energy, time and money.
Yes, I've invested a lot on my camera equipment as well.
Okay, so that one, and I guess, you know, it'd be interesting if you could merge the two, right?
Yes, definitely.
So, you know, like right now, I know I'm speaking to you and you're actually in hospital. What's happened? And, you know?
Oh, it was quite dramatic. I had a high fever on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. And then I fainted in the afternoon.
Right.
We had to call an ambulance. Basically, it was a sepsis shock. Mm-hmm. They found bacteria in my blood.
Right.
Yeah, so we had to
go on
antibiotics.
So you've been in the hospital since?
Yes.
Is this a common thing that happens with...
I guess it's... you can say it's common because like leukemia tends to... battle with the immune system, so we are very highly susceptible to infection and these things like that. Yeah.
Okay. So and so you're obviously getting better now.
Yes, thankfully.
So I guess during this period, a lot of it is family support.
Definitely, my parents have been a huge support. Mm. Yeah, they've been taking care of me ever since.
Right. And how do you keep yourself upbeat?
It's actually really hard.
Right.
Yeah, but art has really helped me, to be honest.
Right.
Yeah, I've actually also started picking up drawing and like learning online courses just to explore the different types of art. Yeah.
All right. I'm here with Anora Ong talking about pouring art. Stay tuned as we continue our conversation. Enterprise BFM 89.9.
Books, figurines, movies. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
You're listening to Enterprise. Good morning, Frida Liu here. It's Her Vantage, where we speak to women of influence and leadership. I'm here with Anora Ong, who is into pouring art, and she does pieces and also does classes. And, you know, the whole concept of pouring art is quite unique. And we've seen it, right? I've seen this. It looks like what? A Murano glass, you know, that whole concept. The colours come out looking like that, right? So, and of course, you know, right now you're also going through a health challenge. You were a high school maths teacher. Are there plans for you to go back to teaching maths?
I guess, yes. I do love teaching in general. Teenagers are mainly my go-to.
Okay.
Yeah, that's my passion. For sure, I would love to go back to teach, but for now, we have to ride the wave.
Right. And when you were saying high school, this was, you're working in a school or you're working in a tuition, giving tuition?
I was doing both, actually. I was doing a lot of things. I was teaching in a school. I was teaching tuition. I was also doing my master's part-time.
Right, your MBA.
No, in master's in educational psychology.
Right, okay. So, all right. And then, of course, you know, maybe, you know, we just want to see your art pieces and, you know, that's another way again. So when you look at maths and arts, right, it's so such a contrast, right?
It is, yes.
And
yes, it is a huge contrast.
But what do you find fulfilling about it, that you feel that you're using all of your brain, doing a bit of maths and doing a bit of arts?
I think why I chose to teach maths, because I found it straightforward, mm-hmm. and it had a lot of space to be creative, to explain things, and I love seeing the light bulb in my students' right. minds when they finally get it.
Right.
So it's more of like the teaching itself, not necessarily the subject, but because I was relatively good in that subject, so that was the subject that I chose to teach.
Right, okay. So with your art pieces and all that, like, you know, all things considered, do you come up, you know, I mean, if health is not challenged, and you know, do you find that you're able to come up with a piece a day, or how often do you come up with pieces?
I think when I started in January, when I was thinking of like selling more pieces, and also I was having a lot of available time mm-hmm. while resting, mm-hmm. I really went full on obsessive.
Mm-hmm.
I made like 3 or 4 pieces a day.
Okay.
Just like trying things out differently. So it's really like a season when it comes to doing art. Like mm-hmm. for now, I haven't done many pieces.
Right.
Yeah, so it's like when I have the mood, mm-hmm. then I do like go on full shot.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, and I guess like down the road, are you planning to do an exhibition of sorts?
Yes, I would love to, yeah.
Okay.
I think that's one of my dreams actually, to have an exhibition.
Okay, so obviously not this year, or maybe, why not?
Oh, I don't know. Who knows?
And I think one of the things that even if you, you know, health-wise, you're able to do it, it's just like because of COVID, right? Whether people want to actually turn up.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. So, and you know, like, you've just started your art class this month, right? Have you done any yet?
Yes, I've done one
okay.
class. It was pretty fun.
All right. And how many people do you have in each class?
I had 3 that class,
mm-hmm.
but usually I'll take about 5.
Okay, about 5, right? And so what was the reaction like of the people who tried the pouring art?
Pouring art is actually, because they were beginners, uh-huh. it's actually really nerve-wracking.
Okay.
Your hands will shake. You know, like you're not sure whether the painting will turn out right because you have no idea
right.
how it would turn out to be. But at the end of the day, it's really fulfilling because you get to like really see how the colors just blend in and flow. And they're like, wow, I've actually
come up
created a painting of my own.
Right. And what is right, you know, in terms of art?
There is no right. But of course, when it comes to pouring out the colors are actually very important because once they start to blend in, sometimes it may get a little grayish or like not what you expect it to be.
Okay,
yeah.
So what are the colors not to combine to get that gray color? That's just the look you want.
I guess so far my experience, definitely not yellow and green.
Okay.
If you want it to be together, you need to like do something more, like maybe add more white so that it doesn't like mush in too much.
So you would think that when you mix yellow and green you get purple,
but not in that case on the canvas.
Okay, so this is so like with a you know, like the first bunch of students that you had, right? So they were pleased with their results, or you know, like just or what they got, probably were courageous or not?
I think I got feedback that they felt a bit more empowered
okay.
to say like, yeah, I can actually produce a piece
mm-hmm.
that I'm actually satisfied with. Yeah, and it kind of pushed them. I have one student who's like right away, he went on. He kept asking me questions like where to buy the supplies.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and he like bought some supplies for me as well.
Ah,
yeah.
Okay. And where can you get supplies? So they're everywhere, art shops.
Yes. Acrylic paints anywhere you can get canvases as well.
Right.
Pouring art, you need to use mediums as well. Like add some stuff to it.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the things you can buy online too.
Right. That's when you get to the advanced stage, right?
Yes.
So right now your classes are just for beginners?
Yes, for now, yeah.
For now. And people who have no art experience at all?
Yes, you don't have to have any art experience. Just be bold. I think the most important criteria is to be courageous enough to try something new and go with it.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how long are these art classes actually?
Usually it takes about 2 hours or so.
Uh-huh. And in the two hours, you come up with a piece?
Two pieces.
Oh, wow. Okay. Right. You're able to come up with two pieces in 2 hours. That's pretty cool. So, and I guess like if people, you know, obviously, you'll definitely get better, I'm convinced. But how can people get hold of you?
You can visit my Facebook page,
mm-hmm.
Anora the Artist, or Instagram, Anora Ong.
Okay.
I also have a website, anoraong.com. Okay. You check out my painting.
Okay, so and that's Anora, spelled A-N-N-O-R-A.
Yes.
So on Facebook, it's Anora the Artist and then Anora Ong on both the website and Instagram.
Yes. Correct.
All right. Wishing you the best of health, you know, and continuing with the great work. I've been speaking to Anora Ong, talking about pouring art. You've been listening to Her Vantage, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.